Fight fatigue with a sleep study? If you wake up tired most mornings, it doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to deduce you may have a sleep problem. Seems like a no-brainer, right? Not if you have MS. MS doctors typically link sleep problems to medications, depression, spasticity, bladder problems, and so on. Until now. A new study suggests that the normal sleep cycle may be disturbed by MS. This may explain a good deal about MS fatigue. In research on 60 of his patients with MS, neurologist Dr. Mark Gudisblatt and his South Shore Neurologic Associates Comprehensive MS Center care team found all patients studied had sleep abnormalities. It appears these patients are getting fragmented sleep, which might result in more daytime fatigue and moodiness, as well as a shortened attention span, said Dr. Gudisblatt, whose collaborators include Dr. Maya Sarzarif and nurse practitioner Barbara Bumstead. Sleep studies with these people revealed the following. Trouble falling asleep. Participants took, on average, 45 minutes to fall asleep, some as long as 2 hours. The average person starts sleeping in under 15 minutes. Delayed REM, REM, dream sleep, onset. Participants took an average of 2.5 hours to reach REM, rapid eye movement, sleep. These are periods of lighter, dream-filled sleep that follow deep sleep. The average person slips into REM in under 2 hours. 10% of the participants never reached REM. Night wakefulness. Participants had average sleep efficiency of 75%, meaning they were awake a quarter of the time spent in bed. Normal sleep efficiency is at least 85 to 90%. Breathing problems. Many participants experienced an average of 30 episodes of stopped or reduced breathing, sleep apnea and hypopnea, per hour. These interrupt sleep, sometimes waking people completely. More than 10 episodes an hour is cause for concern. More than 30 is considered severe. Twitching muscles. 7 of those studied were disturbed by periodic limb movement disorder, PLMD, rounds of muscle jerking in legs or arms. 5 participants had 1 episode an hour. 2 had 11 an hour. Dr. Gudisblatt is not sure what causes these problems, but he recommends sleep studies for anyone who has MS-related fatigue that doesn't respond to standard management. If we identify what's abnormal, we might be able to intervene more effectively, he explained. For example, sleeping pills might benefit those who don't fall asleep easily, and medications like ropinirole hydrochloride, Riquip, can tame PLMD. Sleep studies are expensive and they may not be covered by insurance, so discuss this option with a knowledgeable healthcare provider. Bridget Murray Law.